Morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for coming in on a rainy old day.
My pleasure.
And with a bit of a croaky throat too.
A little bit going on, but I think I'm fine.
Okay. So now the local government election, when should we know?
Look, I expect we'll know who the mayor is, maybe even by the end of the day, but by the end of tomorrow, I would think.
Wow.
We don't really know because we've never had compulsory voting before, so we're not really sure how long it's going to take the Electoral Commission to sort it out. So we just all wait and see.
All right. Okay, now I mainly wanted to talk about the $40 million Stony Rise Retail Centre. So that'll include Woolies supermarket and other shops as well, yeah?
Look, I understand it will be the biggest supermarket, Woolies supermarket on the coast, and they've been locked in as the anchor tenant when the proponent gets it built. We've approved the first part of the rezoning process, so now it'll be on public display for a month and then go off to the Planning Commission once Council have then looked at any objections or any changes that the community sees.
Right, so that's right next door to the Homemaker Centre, right?
It is part of, it will be kind of at the back of the the Homemaker Centre in one of those empty parts that have been sitting there for quite some time. So it's great to see something happening and will service a very growing and busy part of our community.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a great location simply because you've already got existing stores there. And it also gets like big stores, big box stores out of the CBD.
And that's, and that's certainly, you know, what happened with the Homemaker development was that, you know, there was a big kind of, well, why aren't we doing it in the city? But once you see how big those stores are, it's not possible. But it will bring people into our community. It will allow people to, you know, shop on their way home, which is what they do now in some of the supermarkets. But It's an exciting development and just continues to show the investment interest that we have in our city at the moment.
Yeah, well, for instance, you know, Woolies, people, you know, don't necessarily want to drive into the CBD to pick up their groceries. If they can go with a big car park, it's much easier. So.
Look, the proponents have obviously done their homework and can see that we have room for a third supermarket, big supermarket, and we wish them well. The new council will tick off on the next part of the process, and then, of course, the Tasmanian Planning Commission has to approve it as well.
Yeah, and public feedback for another month or so.
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right, details via the council's website. Now, the Waterfront Park development. Now, everyone's just calling it Waterfront Park at the moment, and that's one of the names suggested. Also, Lions Plaza, Parranapple Park, Mersey River Park. All people can make their own suggestion, yeah?
Yes, and they have. People have made lots of really interesting suggestions. So the council coming in will have a tough task, I suggest, to pick one of those. But there's been some really interesting names, and you've got until the end of business on Monday to submit something if you think, or vote for one that's already there, and then it'll go back to the council. But it's been an interesting process, and perhaps just might just point out this is part of the park that we're naming. Roundhouse Park, which we all know, will continue to be Roundhouse Park, and we'll probably call the overall park, again, this won't be my decision, but the overall park will probably be the Waterfront Precinct, and then this is the new part that we're looking for a name for. So some of the things that we know, as I said, like Roundhouse Park will stay, but there's been some really interesting suggestions, and we'll look forward to figuring out what the new council sees.
I kind of like Mersey River Park because it says what it is. So anyway, so you can go to the council's website and suggest a name if you got one. All right. Now, the Living Lightly Expo. Now, this is on at the Community Garden coming up Saturday. It's sort of been run in conjunction with the Devonport Food Festival, but they've got a day there this Saturday from 11 till 2. It's all about sustainable lifestyle and living.
Yeah, look, it absolutely feeds into our food festival because it's showing how you can use what you've got in your garden, how to grow, you know, new garden beds cheaply and easily. But there'll be beekeepers, there'll be spinners and weavers, there'll be climate change, and there'll be opportunities to learn how to save power and all of those things that are important. And as I said, feed into pardon the pun, our food festival, as far as, you know, using your garden and using what you grow in your garden to the best advantage. So it's on Saturday from 11 till 2 at the community garden next to the Denport Community House.
Yeah, all right. And parking available at Reece High School.
Yeah,
there.
And that's important to know, because people do, it is tight for parking up around that area, but there's parking at Reece High and you can just then zip across the road.
Yep, all right. That's Saturday from 11 till 2. And then the food festival officially wraps up with a big spring fling down at the Bluff on Sunday from 10 o'clock.
Yes, yeah, looking forward to that. We haven't been able to have that for a while, so it's been a successful event in the past. So there's going to be lots of entertainment, lots of food vans, some great fun activities to do, and at the Bluff, 10 till 2 on Sunday. Look forward to seeing some people there.
Yeah,
hopefully it will look like spring.
Well, I'm just looking at the Bureau's forecast, and we'll get some showers on Saturday and Sunday, but not too much, hopefully.
Oh, good, let's hope.
Just a few sort of like passing showers. All right, so that's coming up on Sunday. Right, now, you've got dates for all the Christmas stuff, yeah?
Yeah, we've been working on that for a while, and we've sort of settled on, I think it's November 24th.
Here we go. I've got this from Marie from the council. Here we go. Thursday the 24th for the Devonport Christmas Parade from 6:30, Thursday, November 24. And then for East Devonport, Christmas in the East, Saturday the 3rd of December from 4 o'clock. And you're having carols by candlelight on the Sunday, the 4th as well.
Yeah, that's obviously the Sir Optimus Devonport run carols. So that's always a great way to kick off the December events and get into the Christmas spirit. Sir Optimus work really hard to make that a great event, and they've done really well with it in the past, and moved with the times and changed when they've needed to, and looking forward to how that works again this year.
Yeah, well, first time in a while you'll be able to go to Christmas functions and just sit back with everyone else in the crowd, relax.
Look, I've had some privileges as part of being in this role, but it'll be different to be a member of the community again, and hopefully people always know I've always been a member of the community, but it'll be a different role and it'll take a little bit of getting used to, but, you know, life changes.
Are you taking a holiday?
Look, we haven't planned to do anything yet. I'm just going to breathe for a while and then figure out what happens next.
All right. So, we might even find out who the new mayor is today or tomorrow. And so when do you hand over the keys, so to speak?
we've planned an event for the swearing-in of the new council on November the 10th. So we'll kind of be there till then, but people will know who their new council is by the end of the week, I would expect.
All right. We'll get you in before then and do a bit of a wrap-up and have a look back at your years as mayor and a councillor, yeah?
Need to just remind people Australia Day Awards.
I'd like to mention that.
They're open for this year, so if you know someone who's gone above and beyond or a great event, hop on Council's website and nominate. We've got a Citizen of the Year, a Young Citizen of the Year and an event. And it's really important to acknowledge people who've done great things for our community, and people continue to do that. So it's a really easy nomination process. Just urge people to get on board and do that. I think it's early in December it will close, because it needs to be discussed at the December council meeting.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Darren.
Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. This is 7AD.